Welcome back to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and to equip you to live a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. In the last few episodes, we've been getting into this matter of giving thanks. And today we'd like to continue this fellowship to look at verses in the Word, particularly in the Psalms, to see different aspects of this matter of giving thanks. We start today with Psalm 92:1. It is good to give thanks to Jehovah. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's good to give thanks. It's good to give thanks to the Lord. I hope that through the fellowship in these recent podcasts, you've been impressed with how crucial it is for us to be someone who spontaneously, all day long, gives thanks to the Lord. Thanking the Lord is good. Thanking the Lord brings us and keeps us in our spirit. Thanking the Lord helps us to grow in life and be built into the church life. In Psalm 95:2, we have a most precious point related to the matter of thanksgiving. Well, let's start with verse 1. Come, let us sing for joy to Jehovah. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Verse 2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with psalms. Oh, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Brothers and sisters, giving the Lord thanks brings us into the presence of the Lord. Thanking the Lord brings us to the Lord in our spirit. And whenever we come to the presence of the Lord, it should be with thanksgiving. Surely we can thank the Lord for he has qualified us to come to him. We can thank him for his precious blood, that the way is open for us to come to him. We can thank him that he is the Spirit that is within us, and we can come to him anywhere at any time. We can thank him that he always receives us, and he's always waiting for us to come to him. Oh, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. In Psalm 100, verse 4, says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Oh, whenever we come into a church meeting, we should come with thanksgiving. Actually, we shouldn't wait to get into the meeting. We should give thanks as we come into the hall, as we come into the home where the meeting is. We should give thanks and we should bless his name. In Psalm 105, verse 1, it says, give thanks to Jehovah, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Brothers and sisters, whenever we call, we can give thanks. We can accompany our calling with thanksgiving. O Lord Jesus, O Lord, I love you. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 106, 1, hallelujah, give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness is forever. Oh, we should give thanks to the Lord because he is so good. We should give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness toward us. Oh, brothers and sisters, the Lord is so good to us. The Lord cares for us. The Lord surrounds us. The Lord is for us. We can give thanks to him for his loving kindness. This is repeated in Psalm 107:1. Give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness is forever. In Psalm 109:30, it says, I will give much thanks to Jehovah with my mouth. Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to use our mouth to thank Jehovah, to thank the Lord, and we should give him much thanks. Are you someone who gives much thanks? Well, I hope you're someone who gives more thanks today than you did before we started this fellowship. May we be those who give the Lord much thanks. Psalm 111:1 Hallelujah! I will give thanks to Jehovah with all my heart. Once again, brothers and sisters, we should thank the Lord with all our heart. In Psalm 118:21, it says, I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me. Brothers and sisters, have you thanked the Lord for answered prayer? Maybe in the past you did pray and ask the Lord for something, but did you thank him after he answered? We should be those who always come back to the Lord to thank him. We'll come back to this a little bit later. In Psalm 119:62, it says, at midnight I rise up to give thanks to you. Brothers and sisters, have you ever thanked the Lord at midnight? Maybe you couldn't sleep and you woke up in the middle of the night as your first inclination to say, thank you, Lord. Oh, I hope even at midnight, in the middle of the night, we would give thanks to the Lord. And also, this might mean that in the darkest time, we can give thanks to the Lord. Oh, brothers and sisters, may we be those who are in the habit of giving thanks at all times for all things. In the book of Luke, in chapter 17, there is a story related to the matter of giving thanks that you might be familiar with. The final scripture portion that I'd like to present to you is actually in the New Testament, in the book of Luke. In Luke 17, there's a story, an encounter that the Lord had with 10 leprous men. You might be familiar with this story. It says that he was going to Jerusalem and he passed between Samaria and Galilee. And as he turned, this is starting with verse 11 through verse 19. And as he entered into a certain village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him, and they raised their voice saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Please note that these 10 leprous men, they stood at a distance. This was right and proper because there was a law in the Old Testament that those who had this disease of leprosy, which was very contagious, should not contact people. They should stand at a distance and cry out unclean as a kind of warning to any passersby. And so they realized that the Lord Jesus was coming to them or in that area, and he could heal them. But they called out to him, but it says they stood at a distance. They stood at a distance, and they called out to the Lord. In verse 14, it says, and when he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Can you imagine that scene as these 10 leprous men who have been isolated from society, they were bound by this disease. And as they're going to the priest, they realize they're cleansed. They were cleansed. This was miraculous. The Lord answered their prayer. And they must have been excited. But then verse 15 says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at his feet, thanking him. He fell at his feet, thanking him. And he was a Samaritan. 1 out of 10 came back. Actually, not only came back, no longer to stand at a distance, but was now at his feet. Where were the other 9? This is what the Lord asks. In verse 17 it says, Jesus answered and said, were not the 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? 18, were none found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Verse 19, and he said to him, rise up and go. Your faith has healed you. The 10 stood at a distance and prayed and called out to the Lord. They were all healed, all of them, as they were on their way to show themselves to the priests. They all were cleansed. They all got their prayers answered. But only one returned and came to the Lord. Actually, the answered prayer brought this one closer to the Lord than he was at the beginning. But do you realize that the other nine, the closest they got to the Lord was, quote unquote, at a distance, as it says in verse 12. And then they took their answered prayer, the answers to their prayer, and they actually went further away from the Lord than they were at the beginning. Only one returned to the Lord to thank him. Oh, we can see the Lord did not appreciate this. The one came and was at his feet thanking him. And the Lord asked, where are the other nine? Brothers and sisters, we should be those who always return to the Lord to thank him. Whenever the Lord answers our prayer, maybe it's a simple prayer. Lord, help me on this test. If he helps you on this test, come back and thank the Lord. For those saints who maybe drive and pray, Lord, I need a parking space. When you get the parking space, thank the Lord. Maybe you're trying to catch a bus or catch a train. Oh, Lord, keep the train for me. And when you get to the station or you get to the corner, you see the bus, you catch the train. We should say, thank you, Lord. For all things, all the time, we should have thankfulness in our heart. We should not be those who are, as the characteristic of this age, unthankful and ungrateful. We want to be those who return to God and give him glory. Brothers and sisters, do you see this matter of giving thanks is not a small thing? This matter of giving thanks, actually, the Lord appreciates this very much when we come back to him and give him thanks. And not only so, but giving thanks is vital for our Christian life, vital for our having a living, a walk, a daily life in our spirit. Giving thanks brings us into the presence of the Lord. Giving thanks brings us to the Lord in our spirit. Giving thanks preserves us in our spirit. Giving thanks helps us to grow and helps us to be built up. May the Lord constitute all of us as the thankful ones, as the grateful ones. May we all be those who have this experience all the time of always rejoicing, unceasingly praying, and in everything giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. O Lord Jesus, we love you. O Lord Jesus, we thank you. Make us those who thank you forever. And we ask you, Lord, please make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.